Check, check this thing on. All right. Statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zommel the Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before you listen, because the show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, zebras, coyotes, guinea pigs, orangutans, antelopes, any other mammals, birds, frogs, skinks, you know, those things that they're like snakes, but they claim to be like lizards. They're really weird and awful. Anyways, fish, slugs, actual snakes, or geckos. That's right. I hate you, gecko scum. I hope your New Year's resolution is to all off yourselves. Anyways, and stop trying to sell me goddamn car insurance, you bastards. Anyways, are they all gone now? All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you are listening to the Zommel the Destroyer show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zommel the Spectacular. You should know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zommel the Destroyer. If not, loser. You're probably actually a gecko just pretending to be an iguana. And you can catch yourselves up at ZommelTheDestroyer.com. But again, that's only for iguanas. Anyways. Another year, another batch of Georgie's bullshit promises to get out of the house more that she ain't gonna keep. You know, like the whole going to the gym more thing. Well, it's a week into the new year, and guess who didn't get to the gym once yet? She did go to her hooker dance class on Thursday, but that's in the evening. I was already heading to bed. You know, the usual. Gotta get your 14 hours of sleep a night, right? Anyways. Iguana wants unsupervised alone time in the afternoon, and that requires her to go to the gym, not just her hooker dance bullshit. Anyways, so yesterday, the chimp was sitting on her ass on the couch watching Leave It to Brian on HGTV. I wanted to watch Cops, you know, see some humans getting the snot beaten out of them for getting out of line. You know, it's feel-good television. Anyways, she wouldn't flip it. And I got this idea to express my annoyance at her. I went into the laundry room and I fetched her sports bra, the one from the clean laundry pile. I wasn't going to handle the other one without a hazmat suit. Anyways, I dragged it in and I dumped it on the living room floor by the TV. Then I went back and I got her gym shorts. Then a tank top. Then socks. Then her runners, one by one, holding my nose in case they smelled bad, because, you know, monkey feet and all. And then I grabbed a towel. And then I says to her, Georgie, light a fire for Iggy. I want to burn your gym clothes. No, Zama, I'm not going to let you burn my stuff. Well, why not, Georgie? You're not using this stuff. It's just taking up space. I'm gonna get to the gym next week, Zommel. Yeah, you've been saying that for weeks, Georgie. Ain't done it yet. Anyway, she got all huffy and she picked up her gym stuff and took it upstairs to her bedroom on the commercial break. She also took the remote with her so I couldn't just switch the channel. Anywho, we shall see if she sticks to her promise to get out of the house next week. I don't really believe it. Oh, and then the chimp had the audacity to try to tell me, well, you need more exercise too. Screw you, Georgie. Iggy don't need no stinking exercise. And besides, what you think I was doing when I was running all the way down the 6 steps to the laundry room and coming back up like 7 times with all your gym crap? That's exercise, ain't it? Anyways, I have a feeling that stupid vet's been lying to her again.
Zommo needs to drink more water. Zommo needs to get more exercise. Zommo's not supposed to be eating cookies or pies. Zommo shouldn't be eating fruit more than 5% of her diet. Zommo should be eating endive and other icky bitter greens instead of the stuff Zommo actually likes that tastes good.
Georgie's had a hair up her butt all week because we got the house assessment and it went up, so the property taxes are going up again. Well, Georgie, I guess you're just going to have to get a damn real job instead of painting your stupid, crappy art crap all day. Or at least start painting something, you know, good that people will actually buy. I mean, she insists all the paintings from her last gallery show in November are all sold, but, I don't know about that. Who buys that crap? It's all just stupid squiggles and paint splatters and in stupid colors, too. Fall movement. That's what she called that painting series. So it's stupid, ugly colors like mustard yellow and burnt orange and brown. You know, burnt orange as if regular orange wasn't ugly enough. I can't imagine she got more than $50 for the whole lot of them. And she's got some commissions she's working on, but that's more of the same garbage. And, you know, really, how much is someone going to pay for that? Seriously, Georgie's got to get a job. I printed out some want ads from Craigslist from her, but she just got all cunty about it. I make plenty of money from my art, Zamo. I don't need some minimum wage job at a burger joint an hour's drive away in Coquitlam. Right. Well, her gym is looking for a front desk bimbo. I printed that job listing out too, but no, Georgie ain't gonna apply. Anyways, what else? Oh, there was snow on Monday. Not a lot, but still enough to piss Iggy off. I thought there wasn't supposed to be any more winter crap like that. Al Gore promised us there was going to be global warming and everything was going to be all tropical all the time, and us iguanas could party wherever we wanted, anywhere on the planet, instead of only down around the equator. Lame prick. We gotta take back that Nobel Prize we gave him. He ain't earned it. Not when there's still snow. Screw Al Gore, asshole. Yeah, it's the usual. Everything sucks in January. Yeah, especially here in stupid frozen Canada. Ugh. And Georgie ain't doing nothing about that New Year's resolution I gave her last week about moving us to Los Angeles. She refuses to even acknowledge it. Bitch. Anyways, I'm tired. I gotta go have a nap and... Blood, escape, and revenge. Anywho, so that's it for this week's show. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zama the Destroyer. And as I always say, if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, beat them severely, burn their gym clothes. Burn all their clothes, actually. No, actually, don't burn all their clothes, because then they walk around naked and you'd have to look at that. But burn their favorite clothes. Burn the clothes they think they look good in and just leave the ones that make them look fat and ugly. But after that, go to my website, ZamaTheDestroyer.com, and grab individual episodes there, stream it, whatever. Anyways, so that's it for this week's show. Talk at you eggs next week. Bye.